USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
State attorneys general have opened two new fronts in the legal war on Google. A Texas-led lawsuit targeted the company's advertising business Wednesday, and another suit Thursday, led by Colorado and Nebraska, is expected to take aim at Google's search engine practices and price fixing. The complaint claims Google made an anti-competitive agreement with Facebook that involved Facebook curtailing its use of automated competitive bidding against Google for ad inventory in exchange for Google giving Facebook preferential treatment. Federal authorities have unsealed an indictment charging a Kenyan man with trying to stage a 9/11-style attack on the United States on behalf of the Al-Shabaab group. Tolu Abdi Abdullah, 30 years of age, who was arrested in the Philippines in 2019, was transferred to U.S. custody Tuesday. French President Emmanuel Macron has tested positive for COVID-19 Thursday. The 42-year-old leader took a test as soon as the first symptoms appeared. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Let's find out when we can expect normalcy.
With vaccinations against COVID-19 beginning across the country, many are anticipating a time when life will finally return to normal. That will take a massive immunization campaign, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that it's possible that we could return to seeing movies in theaters and sports in packed stadiums and arenas by mid-next fall, if enough people are vaccinated.
You would need somewhere between 70, 75, maybe 80% of the population vaccinated. The number that I've been using, again, it's an estimate. You can make an extrapolation from other infections. I say between 75 and 80, 85% of the population. If we get that, we would develop an umbrella of immunity that would be able to protect even the vulnerables who have not been vaccinated or those in which the vaccine has not been effective.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Daily Mirror is reporting a South African farmer was mauled to death on Sunday by a pet hippo he called Humphrey, which he had previously referred to as like a son to me. Morris Els, who lived in the Free State province of South Africa, was found dead in a river, having been bitten repeatedly by the animal. Dr. Fauci is laying down his timeline when life can get back to normal after the COVID-19 pandemic gets crushed by vaccines worldwide. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
With vaccinations against COVID-19 beginning across the country, many are anticipating a time when life will finally return to normal. That will take a massive immunization campaign, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that it's possible that we could return to seeing movies in theaters and sports in packed stadiums and arenas by mid-next fall, if enough people are vaccinated.
You would need somewhere between 70, 75, maybe 80% of the population vaccinated. The number that I've been using, again, it's an estimate. You can make an extrapolation from other infections. I say between 75 and 80, 85% of the population. If we get that, we would develop an umbrella of immunity that would be able to protect even the vulnerables who have not been vaccinated or those in which the vaccine has not been effective.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Moderna's vaccine will face the FDA today with an expected approval for emergency use. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.